Time's up. All right.
I will email you. This is a lot more, so.
Ms. Club, you've got about 3 minutes.
Thank you. I'm Deborah Club, Memphis Area Women's Council. We have been working on this the last couple of months in particular and trying to pay attention to it for a couple of years, because this problem in the operation within SARC does not only date back to April this year or March last year. It was a problem before that in terms of keeping the thing fully staffed with all personnel, and I urge any of you to check into that if you'd like to. We are perhaps a private activist group. I'm sorry if that's a bad thing to be in this town, but this city needs to hear from the citizens who are concerned, and it needs to hear from women and girls' voices in particular when this is a crime that primarily affects us, although we do know that boys and men are also hurt by this crime in many ways. We are here to speak for victims and for victim services, period. I don't care, city or county, I don't care, Jim Strickland, Harold Collins, please, all of you have got to pay attention to this. And here's what I'd like to ask now. You've heard the mayor say he does not want to consider moving this to the county. Stay on top of where the money is going. It needs to go back to victim services wherever they are, with Laboner, with still an agency called NSARC. Please, you all, stay on top of the money that comes back for each victim who has been examined, meaning a second violation of his or her body. Stay on top of the staffing. Make sure that it is at least 90%. Keep it up and keep them SANE certified. Preserve the evidence, whether that's with Laboner and the Child Advocacy Center or at NSARC. If you don't preserve the evidence, as Mr. Collins said, you don't have a case and you have rapists going everywhere. Thirdly, the Victim Services Board that we talked to some of you about, whatever is happening with continuing NSARC in the city, would you please consider resolving to act on appointing a Victim Services Board to put some of us who are concerned and who are watching this very closely and who are quite well informed about where it is and what it does and all of that. Let us help you and the administration improve that service and maintain that service, and help Dr. Winter have advocates within the community who are helping her do the best job possible. And finally, if the county is not an option as your partner in improving and regulating this service going forward, please do consider the Family Safety Center. You're already partners in that with Shelby County. It is a place where all victim services could be co-located, as the phrase goes, and we would all know where to go when we need that service, whatever kind of crime we were a part of. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is Mary Wilder here? Ms. Wilder has sent us all an email.